This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We try on this program as best we can to use and relate to you economic indicators that are useful and relevant. And sure, we do the Baltic Dry Index every now and then and leading economic indicators too, but sometimes you just want a good solid glimpse inside the consumer mind. So with that, today, dress shoes. A couple of shoe companies reported profits this week, including Shoe Carnival. The chain said dress shoe sales are up triple digits compared to this time last year. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on the economic indicator desk today.
Rick Lee owns a shoe store in New York called Sola. And he says dress shoes are one of those things that people pretty much stopped buying during the pandemic.
That business for the past year has been basically underwater.
But over the past month, he's suddenly selling heels and ballet flats and loafers for customers to wear to weddings and bat mitzvahs.
So I think that seems to be a good, you know, indicator that the economy is slowly getting back to where it was before.
Here's the thing about dress shoes. You don't really wear them around the house. They're meant to be seen by other people. And so they could be a sign now, not necessarily of whether the economy will recover, but
how the economy will recover.
That's Tiffany Hogan at the consulting firm Kantar. She says with people buying a lot of dress shoes,
maybe it's more of an indicator that, you know, life is returning to more of some level of normalcy.
That people are hosting and attending events, for instance. Shoe Carnival has been tracking this on a granular level. CEO Cliff Sifford says the company has seen a big jump in sales of what it calls social dress shoes.
That would be all the evening shoes, anything with glitz or glamour. Then you have pumps and open sandals.
So shoes meant for celebrations. Like any good indicator, we can track dress shoes over time. And in a couple months, sales of the more office-appropriate styles could tell us something else. How many people are going back in? And do they feel the need to dress up anymore? I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.